healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We have American Legion Baseball for you tonight on a cool, very cool, and windy Monday evening here at the Madison Ballpark. And Madison taking on the Montevideo Legion team. I've been looking forward to this game a long time because, well, both teams, high school teams, made it to the state tournament. Bart Hill joins me here on the Subway pregame show. And, Bart, I've been looking forward to this game. They didn't play each other in high school, I don't think, did they?
They do not, no. We haven't played them since we left the West Central Conference. I think we maybe played them for 1 year after that, and that was about it. But, you know, we know they have a fantastic team. They made it to the state tournament in a class ahead of us. You know, they've won a state championship in Junior Legion, and they're really good. I don't know what they're doing up there.
We're getting signals from the Madison Legion team. I'm not sure what they want.
I'm not sure if they're talking to us or someone else. But anyways, they are loaded. They got really good pitching. They've got really good hitting. They're just a very good, fundamentally sound team. And, you know, it's one of those things, you know, Madison, they're going to have a tough time winning this game tonight. But for us, you know, it's going to be great watching Montevideo play.
All right, Caden Fernholz, the manager for the Madison Legion, walking out to home plate with the umpires. Do you know our umpires, Bart?
Yeah, that's Keith Ottleman from over in the Clayton area,
okay.
Mike's brother, and then John Thomas from the Ortonville area.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Jordan Thompson is the coach from Montevideo.
Yep, they're behind home plate and getting things underway here in a little bit. Let's go through our starting lineups here. Our State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony O'Rady, your State Farm Insurance agent.
All right. First of all, for Montevideo, leading off is the shortstop Griffin Epema. Batting second is the center fielder Ben Gunlickson. Batting third is the first baseman Cooper Dack. The pitcher tonight, cleanup hitter, is Gannon Reidinger. Batting fifth is the catcher Landon Olson. Batting sixth is the third baseman Jackson Baldwin. Batting seventh is the right fielder Brody Dack. The designated hitter Sam Knoop is batting for Jaden Hendrickson. He'll be in the number eight spot. And then Dan Gudlickson, the second baseman, is batting ninth. So a very experienced team, a lot of familiar names in that lineup. They've had a lot of ball over the years.
That's for sure.
And then they've got Madison, the home team tonight, leading off the left fielder Davis Patzer. The number two hitter is the third baseman Dylan Geiser. Playing right field is Caden Molden. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Caden Mortensen. Batting fifth is T.J. Mitchell, center fielder. Batting sixth, Landon Weber, the catcher. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dylan Kiming. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Braden Danzeason. He'll be batting for the second baseman, Cale Benson. And rounding it out is the pitcher, Brock Bjornholt.
All right, that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony O'Rady, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show here from Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a couple minutes with the first pitch between Montevideo and Madison.
Thanks for joining us for the Sub with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lac Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field, or Fernald's Crop Insurance, Upper Deck, we call it, or press box.
We're sitting next to Brian Fernald, so we're kind of in celebrity status here. We feel honored.
Hey, great game coming up here between Montevideo and Madison as the national anthem was being played. We got some rain falling now in Madison.
Yeah, and the wind's blowing almost straight in from center field, so we had to close the windows. Things are starting to get wet, but I don't think it's anything that's going to slow play right now.
Montevideo, they've already played a game today. They were just over in Dawson, and Griffin Epema for Montevideo threw a no-hitter against Dawson Legion, and they beat Dawson 6-1 earlier. And they were just a little bit late getting here because of that game, but here they are. So Montevideo Legion, they have played a lot of baseball. They had a huge tournament, home tournament this past weekend, too.
Yeah, I think they played three games over the weekend, and they played five games and 4 days. That's a lot of baseball.
So the pitch, Jess, how about the pitch count? How does that work then?
Well, it depends. If you got your pitcher throwing a no-hitter going all the way, you know, you don't need as many pitchers. But so I'm sure they use a lot of different guys. They do have a lot of kids that can throw in this team.
All right, here we go, folks. Brock Burnell, the tall right-hander, pitching for Madison. They're in their baby blue Legion uniforms. And Montevideo in their purple, of course. Here's Griffin Epema stepping up to the plate. Their first pitch of the game, and a curveball is in there for a strike.
I'm also doing the scoreboard, so I got to make sure and pay attention.
You're talented. You can do three things at the same time.
We'll see.
Epema, outstanding baseball player for Montevideo, pitch outside. He just finished his freshman season, one of the best baseball players in the area.
Yeah, he was a starter as an eighth grader. That's impressive.
1-1 pitch, fastball for strike two.
He's hitting that outside corner. You know, with the wind blowing a little bit to right field, but mostly straight in, hitters might want to decide to go try to hit it to right field.
1-2 two strikes to Griffin Epema. Here's the pitch from Burnell. Oh, he almost went after it, but it was high for a ball. You know, Bart, the more I see Brock Burnell pitch, the more I'm impressed with him.
Yeah, he does a good job. He's got a very good curveball.
Next pitch, swung on and fouled back. Griffin Epema stays alive.
And what I like about him is he's not afraid to throw it at any point in at bat. There's a 2-2 pitch. He threw that curveball. Epema fouled it off.
Overcast skies, light rain falling here in Madison at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Here's a 2-2 count. Foul ball to the first base dugout.
There's another pitch that just tailed way outside. Epema just got a piece of that.
The lights are on.
Yeah, and they're needed.
You just turned them on, didn't you?
Not too long ago.
Yeah. Next pitch, swallow, right back at us here. Lucky there's a net in front of the window.
That's three straight times he's fouled off two straight.
Epema just got done throwing a no-hitter in Dawson. Here's the 2-2 pitch, high for ball three. Boy, the field looks like in great shape, Bart. You do a great job with the field here.
Yeah, we got to give kudos to the city of Madison. They put some fertilizer down last week or whenever that was, and it's really greened things up.
Full count pitch. Fouled off again over the duck blind.
Oh, that smoked the car right in the grill.
Ooh. Which car was that?
That was right where the ball is sitting in front of where that girl's going to get it. That hit hard as a line drive.
Ouch.
Oh, she's looking at it going, uh-oh.
It's her car. 3-2 count to Griffin Epema. Bjarnell delivers. Ground ball right side, fielded by Mortensen at first base. And he touches the bag for the first out. That was a battle, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a battle. He had four two-strike foul balls at a full count. Did a nice job putting that bat on the ball. Again, his curve ball broke way outside, and he hit a nice one hopper to Caden Mortensen.
Here's Ben Gunlickson for Montevideo.
Yeah, it was fun watching him and his brother wrestle this past year.
Yep. A lot of years.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're done, aren't they?
Well, they're Ben is. Ben, I believe, yep.
Pitch inside for a ball. On deck, Cooper Dack, and he's been swinging a hot bat. Here's Bjarnell, the delivery. Pop over Bjarnell's head, and the shortstop comes in, throws the first, not in time.
Yeah, that was a tough play. It was a hopper, one hopper, like you said, right over Bjarnell's head. Kaime came in, tried to field it and throw it at the same time, just couldn't get it off in time. And Gunlickson's a good runner, infield hit.
Tough play there for Kaime, but he got the ball off. And now here's Cooper Dack. As I mentioned, he went 2-for-4 yesterday in the championship game against Glenwood. Lowry beat Monty 5-3 in the championship game in their tournament last night. First pitch there to Cooper is a ball.
He's heading up to Alec to play for the Legends next year.
Oh, your son recruited him.
That's right.
All right.
I think Jackson Baldwin.
Over first. Sorry.
I think Jackson Baldwin is also headed up there.
Okay. Yeah, Bart's son on the coaches show, that baseball coaches show Saturday.
Yeah, he's pretty excited about next year.
They're over to first again. Ooh, that one was close.
That was really close. That was a good pickoff attempt by Brock Bjornheld.
Ben has some good speed. He'll take a good lead here. 1-0 count to Cooper Dack.
He's a very good lead.
The pitch swung on and missed. Nice high fastball there by Brock.
Yeah, so far he's throwing strikes. That's what you want to do against a good hitting team.
One out here in the top of the first inning here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Bjornheld from the stretch. The pitch, curveball in there for a strike. Man, he has a nice breaking ball.
That is his bread and butter right there.
Cooper Dack, one ball, two strike. Looks down to Coach Thompson. Gunlison with his lead at first. He's got a good one. There he goes. Here's the pitch. Here's a throw from Weber down to second. Not in time. Gets out into center field. And going to third base will be Gunlison.
Boy, he did not even hesitate at all, did he? That throw was, Cale Benson was coming over to cover, and it was a little bit to the first base side, and he tried to jump and catch it. Went off his glove. Didn't go very far in the outfield, but Gunlison just did not slow down at all.
2-2 count to Cooper Dack with a runner on third now for Montevideo. And Brock's pitch popped up right side. Is this catchable? Oh, it's going to go by the duck blind.
Yeah, not with this wind. It's going to blow it right over. That car, those cars over there are going to be in jeopardy, I think.
Well, one is already in jeopardy. Got
That's
smoked
right.
pretty good.
Yeah.
2-2 count to the first baseman, Cooper Dack. Oh, time called.
That was the batter calling time.
Looks a little windy out there, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that flag is blowing pretty hard. going to be hard.
2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out.
Boy, that was just a two-seamer that kind of rode in a little bit on Cooper Dak. Big strikeout with the runner on third base.
High and inside. And here's Gannon Reidinger. He'll be pitching.
He's an elite player, pitcher as well.
Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one.
0-1. That was that nice curveball again.
Ben Gunnlaugsson at third base. He got a base hit. Big pitch here for Brock. Here it is. And a ground ball hit the second. Benson fields it, throws the first, and there's your third out.
Nice job of Brock Bjornhild getting out of that little bit of trauma.
So for, go ahead, Madison, no run, or Montevideo, no runs.
One hit,
one error, and one left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Madison coming to bat. No score. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, no score between Madison and Montevideo. Madison coming to bat here in the bottom of the first inning, Bart. We got an outstanding pitcher on the mound for Montevideo.
It's a traveling team, I think based out of Duluth, and they're down in Iowa for a big tournament. And he plays with the pitcher for Cherry, and they're talking about their catcher from Esco, who is phenomenal. He's going to LSU. So.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of good players on that team.
Yeah, Gannon. It's an elite team from Minnesota. His dad just told me that after this game, they're going to be he's going to travel the country on an 18-day baseball with the Duluth Esco, as they call them.
Okay, that's what it is, yeah.
Yep.
That's amazing. Yeah, he's good.
All right, let's see what Madison can do here. Nice job by Brock Bjornhild in that first inning.
Yeah, especially when Gunnlaugsson got all the way to third with just one out, and he got out of that.
All right, here's Davis Patzer. He's leading off. For Madison.
Reidinger will throw four different pitches.
And fastball. Wow, high swing and a miss there by Davis. Yeah, he throws around 85 miles an hour, as Dad told me.
A little more speed than Bjornhild.
Next pitch outside for a ball. Got other games tonight in the league, in the Legion League here. Curveball, strike. Wow.
That was nasty. That was a sharp break. Davis stepped out and shook his head. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. You don't see pitching like that, you know, a lot around this area. So,
one ball, two strike pitch to Patzer. Curveball again. That one was low. And Reidinger wanted a strike called.
Yeah, it looked like the same exact pitch.
2-2 count to Davis Patzer. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. The catcher is Landon Olson.
Yeah, Tim Patzer was saying that I'll let this pitch go by.
Here's
first.
A so-called pitch, ball four.
Right.
Good at bat there by Patzer.
Yeah, Davis plays for Rosen as well, and they go up to Dumont, and he might see Jordan Roos, so you're going to go Reidinger on a Monday and Roos on a Wednesday. That's double trouble.
All right, here's Dylan Geiser. Madison with a runner on first. Nobody out. No score here. There's a strike called.
We'll see if they do any bunting or anything. Probably not now that they had the first pitch for a strike. Left-hander, first time up. A big hole between first and second.
And the pitch. Bunt down the third baseline there by Geiser. Throws the first by Reidinger, and they get him.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Reidinger. That bunt was perfectly placed, about 15 feet towards the third base side, but Reidinger got off the mound in a hurry. Reminded me of Kyle Sachs. I always said he was the best pitcher getting off a mound trying to field a ground ball.
All right, here's Cade Molden, batting the number three spot tonight. He's out in right field tonight for Madison Legion.
He's been showing a little power this summer already, has a couple home runs.
Reitinger checks his runner at second. The curveball in there for a strike to Molden.
I think he will see a lot of those, maybe some fastballs on the outside.
Cade Infernal's coaching over at third base. And
Blake Wolschlager.
Blake Wolschlager at first. Here's the 0-1 pitch, but to Molden, strike two. Ooh, and Caden shakes his head.
Yeah, that was a fastball about knee high. Almost looked like he attempted at it, too, but it was called strike either way.
One out here in the bottom of the first. There's no score. Runner on second for Madison. Curveball just missed for ball one. He's throwing a lot of curveballs here lately.
Yeah, that is just a quick breaker. That, you know, might have caught the outside, maybe, but it started farther out.
Next pitch, check swing, follow.
Ooh.
What happened?
It almost hit down there. Went right between the opening of the net and the dugout. It's only about a foot opening, but blazed right by her.
Squeezed in there, huh?
It did.
One ball, two strikes to Caden. And the pitch, high for a ball. I'd like to see Cade hit one deep to right field, right over the foul pole.
Well, he's going to have to start it at the scoreboard because that wind is blowing pretty hard. It's going to travel a long ways.
He did that in Milroy, you know. Here's the pitch. Outside.
That was outside. Yep, that was way outside.
But Gannon's really bots here.
Well, you have to. Yeah. I mean, that's what makes him good. You're not going to just throw it right down the middle.
Patzer at second base. Here's the full count pitch to Cade. Oh, it almost hit him. It's a ball four. So two walks in the inning by Reitinger.
Yeah, that was a fastball inside. Like you said, it almost hit him.
Here's Caden Mortensen. Madison with a threat here, Bart, in the bottom of the first.
Well, what I like about Caden Mortensen, too, he's not just a pull hitter. If it's outside, I've seen him hit a lot of hits to right field. I could draw in a run easily with Patzer. He's a good runner.
And the pitch. Outside for a ball. Caden, I believe, plays for Rosen, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yep.
He got a base hit to right field this past weekend in the Busch Light Invite in Rosen.
It's always a great time over there.
Regal was the champions this year.
The Regal Eagles.
Beat Milbank.
But they drink a lot of Busch Light.
Yeah, there's a pitch. Well, actually, Tyler Ottoman told me, you know, there's a change because there's most of the players for Rosenau are underage drinking,
sure.
Nobody can stick
that's
around.
That's right, yeah.
He said, that's a big change in Rosenau.
Absolutely, yes, you're right.
One ball, one strike pitch, curveball.
Oh, boy, I don't know where that one was.
Gannon getting a little frustrated, it looks.
Yeah, and it's hard for us to tell up here, but, you know, the ones that are around the knees, we can't really see that. But
two balls, one strike to Caden Mortensen. Runners on first and second. Curveball breaks in there perfectly for strike two.
Yeah, no doubt about that one. Boy, he's throwing a lot of breaking pitches.
Gannon, 2-2 count to Mortensen. Molden on first. Patzer on second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop.
That was a hard fastball, but Mortensen got a piece of it. I like our approach right now. We're not swinging at anything out of the strike zone, and we're following off some of those pitches.
Reitinger working with catcher Landon Olson. Here's the pitch. Foul back right over. Oh, hit the screen.
Oh.
This is new netting, right?
It's brand new.
Yeah.
Well, not brand new right now. But
you think easier to say?
It's way easier to see than that old chain link fence that was all dented and twisted and rusty.
2-2 pitch. There's a shot to left field. Base hit. Patzer's around third, and he's going to be sent home. Left fielder didn't catch the ball. Now Molden tries to get back to second, and he's safe at second, but Patzer scores.
Yeah, that was a single pass to shortstop in the left field, and the left fielder bobbled it, and that allowed Patzer to score. He was going to be held up on that. And then they sent him once he started bobbling the ball.
Jaden Hendricks had trouble. He kept the ball in front of him, but he didn't field it cleanly.
No, and he's not playing very deep because the wind is blowing in. And like I said, they were holding up the runner until he bobbled it.
So Madison leads 1-0, And batting now is T.J. Mitchell. The center fielder took the first pitch, a strike. Molden just got back to second base. Here's the pitch. Oh, he almost hit him, did it? Nope.
It's not. Yeah, it was close.
Boy, look at TJ's jersey. The wind must be blowing pretty good down there.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. A ball, you know, some of those jerseys are blowing out quite a bit.
Here's Reitinger's pitch. High for ball two. 2-1 to TJ. Mortensen at first, Molden at second. Madison with a run here. Here's the pitch. Outside. Gannon struggling.
He is. He's throwing a lot of pitches early on here.
Oh, he walked Patzer and he walked Molden.
And they were both on full counts and they had fouled off some two-strike pitches.
3-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two by TJ. Big cut there by TJ Molden.
Yeah, he really, probably the last third of the season in playoffs, really came on for the Eagles.
He was voted Male Athlete of the Year at Lockbrow Valley. Swung on and fouled back. TJ hanging tough.
Yeah.
On deck, Landon Weber. If Landon gets a shot here, it's one out. Bottom of the first inning. Reitinger's already thrown a lot of pitches.
Yeah, he has.
Here's the pitch. And oh, it hits him right on the elbow.
Oh, it hit the knob of the bat. I thought it was the elbow.
Get his helmet.
Well, they hit it right on the knob of the bat.
Yeah, TJ got hit. What are they going to say?
It was foul ball.
Off the knob of the bat?
Yep.
Okay.
And he didn't go to first right away, so he knew it.
Full count pitch. Gannon's pitch. Outside, ball four. This is three walks in the inning for Gannon Reitinger.
Yeah, that's...
Bases are loaded for Madison, and Coach Jordan Thompson making a trip to the mound.
Yeah, he's got good stuff. He's got good movement, good velocity, but he's just not pounding that strike zone right now. Three walks.
Very unusual here. And Coach Thompson visiting with his income and stuff. And see what happens there. Other games tonight. Other games, Kirkhoven is hosting Sacred Heart McRae. Benson Hancock hosting Bold tonight. Granite Falls is hosting Redwood Falls. And Dawson is playing Prinsburg tonight in their second game. Montevideo was at Dawson earlier this afternoon, and Montevideo Griffin Epema threw a no-hitter, and they beat Dawson Legion by a score of 6-1. Well, Coach Thompson back in the dugout. Big at bat here for Landon Weber with the bases loaded. Pitch is high for a ball. Reitinger stays in.
Yeah, I wonder what he was telling them. Obviously, it's early in the game. They've got a good hitting team. But we've seen a lot of breaking balls, and maybe that's his forte. Maybe he'll start throwing more fastballs.
Swing and a miss by number 10, Landon Weber.
That was a good live fastball. Landon was a little behind.
Definitely the velocity that Reitinger throws is a lot different than most pitchers.
Yep,
swing and a miss.
That. That's why it's been impressive they've followed off some two-strike pitches because, you don't have a lot of time to think out there when that fastball is coming in. And his curveball is a little deceptive because it breaks late.
Bases juiced here for Madison. Here's a 1-2 pitch down low for ball two. Dylan Keiming on deck for Madison. Great opportunity here for Madison in the bottom of the first.
Absolutely.
Still one out. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch to Weber. Mm. Swung on and missed for strike three. There's your first strikeout.
Yeah, you can see the difference now, Paul. He's throwing out of those five pitches, four of them were fastballs.
Blazing fastballs.
Blazing fastballs. I would think he would do the same thing here to Dylan Keiming.
Dylan Keiming steps in the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Reitinger, and a nice stop by Landon Olson, the catcher.
Yeah, you don't want to give up a pass ball now with two outs.
Runners have their leads on all three bases. Pitch outside to Keiming. 2-0 count to Keiming.
Yeah, Dick Newman's up here with us. He mentioned that he does not kick.
And the pitch right down the middle for strike one.
He's a tall batter. Or a tall pitcher, excuse me.
two outs, bottom of the first, Madison with a 1-0 lead. Next pitch down low for ball three.
If the base is loaded, yeah. See what Dylan does here, if he watches one more.
3-1 count to Dylan Kymick. Ball four. Wow. I don't think Reitinger's had this situation where he's walked four batters. A run comes in to skate and Molden. 2-0 Madison.
Well, we've seen Braden Danzizan have a lot of hits this year. He was primarily a pinch hitter for the Eagles this spring and batted over 400.
Here's the pitch to Danzizan. It's high for a ball.
He might be taking a strike all the way here.
Got Mortensen at third, T.J. Mitchell at second, Kymick at first. Here's the pitch to Danzizan, a strike.
Well, that's a little bit low and outside, but again, we can't tell the height.
1-1 count.
A few more sprinkles hitting the windows here.
To Braden. Swing and a miss.
Well, that was a healthy cut by Braden. Well, he's got to protect now, Paul, with two strikes and two outs. Base is loaded.
Reitinger in his windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's high and inside for ball two.
Yeah, that almost hit him, too.
Boy, Gannon's thrown a lot of pitches here.
Yes.
Runners have their leads. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung out and missed. Struck him out on a fastball. So Madison, well, they come up with two runs.
Just the one hit.
On one hit, that was Caden Mortensen.
And there was an error in the left fielder.
Yep, and then they leave three on base. So we'll go to the top of the second inning. Madison 2, Montevideo nothing. We'll be back with more American Legion Baseball right after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, Madison leading 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. Montevideo batting. Here's Landon Olson. First pitch was a ball. 1-0 count.
I think I unofficially had 44 pitches for him.
There's a ground ball. Hit the Benson at second. Oh, he snags it and throws the first for the out.
Boy, did you see that? Oh, it took a real quick skip right on him at the end, but had his glove down on it.
Nice job by Madison's second baseman, Benson.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a routine two-hopper, and on that second hop, it just skipped away. He got his glove on it to his left side and made a nice, easy throw.
Here's Jackson Baldwin, the third baseman for Montevideo. Brock Bjornheld delivers. Outside for a ball. Lights are on. Overcast skies here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field on this Monday night for American Legion Baseball. Here's Bjornheld's pitch. And that's a strike.
That thing curved a long ways across the plate.
It was like a windmill.
Yeah.
1-1 count. There's a shot right back to Bjornheld. Glances off him.
That almost smoked Brock Bjornheld in the head. He just got his glove to tip it and knock it down, and Kymick came racing up, had the bare hand to throw it across his body. Bang, bang, play. Got him. Wow.
Wow's right.
A 1-6-3 put out.
It looked like the ball, and Brock was kind of defending himself or just got his glove out there just to knock it towards the shortstop, Kymick.
Yeah, that was a rocket.
Yeah. Two outs. Here's Brody Dack, the right fielder.
That was an outstanding play by Kymick.
Swing and a miss. for strike one. Big cut there. Boy, Brock is bringing it here. 1-1 pitch to Dak. Ground ball chopper. Third baseman Geiser. Oh, it goes foul. It goes foul. And that's a strike two. 1-2.
I'm going to circle that one for a potential Ag Plus cooperative play of the game. Okay. That was holy buckets. That was fun to watch and amazing to see.
Yep.
A lot of things have to fall in place to make that thing happen.
Big pitch here for Brock. 1-2 to Brody Dak. 2 outs. Nobody on for Montevideo. They're down 2-0 to Madison. Curveball. Ooh, high for a ball.
A little high.
Good pitch there by Bjorn Held. 2-2 count. The pitch. Oh, it hits him in the helmet.
Nope. Just at the last moment.
Oh, I thought he got hit. Full count.
There's been a lot of close ones.
Full count, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Pop foul out of play over the first base dugout.
That one might have hit the house over there.
Well, the little kids over there playing catch.
Yeah, I love it.
Full count again to Dak. Now time called. 2 outs here. We're in the top of the second. Madison leading 2-0. Here's the full count pitch. Ground ball fouled on the first base side. Coach Dak chases it down.
We've seen a lot of two-strike foul balls. Both teams, their hitters are doing a great job of keeping their at-bats alive.
Full count pitch.
Yeah. Whoa. People. Wow, he did kind of a quick pitch on him. I don't know if it caught the umpire by surprise, but it sure looked like it was a strike.
That was a ball four, so Dak's on base with 2 outs. Brings up Sam. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike. Canoop. Okay. Sam Canoop, the designated hitter.
So look at that big lead over there.
Here's the pitch. That one missed.
It must be high, you know, because Landon's really not reacting to it. The hitters aren't reacting to it. So I think just from our vantage point this high up, we can't quite tell.
There goes Dak. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Brody was off on the pitch. Tried stealing second.
Yeah, it's almost like it was a walking lead. He just kept shuffling, then he took it off. Got a really good jump.
Canoop at the plate. 1-2, 2 outs. From one on, here's the pitch from Bjornell. Curveball. Strike.
Yeah, that was a no-doubter.
Strikeout for Bjornell. For the third out. So for Montevideo, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the second inning. Madison has a 2-0 lead on Montevideo. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seed. Your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Ooh. All right, here's Brock Bjornell pops it up left field, and the shortstop comes over Griffin Epema to make the catch on our first batter here in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, Griff did a nice job of taking control because the third baseman has to go straight back. The left fielder was coming up. Remember, that wind is blowing hard coming in, and so the left fielder was chasing it. So, nice job by Epema.
Here's the top of the order in Davis Patzer. Madison leading 2-0 as they're batting here in the bottom of second. The rain's starting to fall again, Bart.
Yeah, well, thank goodness we have windows up here.
Next pitch, strike, breaking ball there. Reitinger really had, he walked four batters in the first inning, threw over 40 pitches. Curveball, strike three.
And Davis just started walking off. He knew it.
Strikeout number three.
I think he was almost to the dugout before the pitch even got in there, Paul, because he just shook his head and started walking away. That's just a pitch you don't see very often.
There's Geiser batting, and he swings at that one and falls it back. Dylan had a bunt in the first inning.
Oops, crap.
Mess up your scorebook, did you, Mark?
I was on the wrong side.
Geiser batting here, excuse me. And it's a ball, one ball, one strike to Dylan. And he had a nice defensive play there off a ricochet off Bjornheld. And Schroeder's a ground ball, hit the short. Epema charging it, fields it, throws to first, it's low, they get him.
What a scoop. Wow, that was a tremendous scoop by the first baseman over there.
Cooper Dack. Epema with a nice job, a 6-3 put out, and that was a 1-2-3 inning for Reitinger in Montevideo. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to American Legion Baseball. Madison leading 2-0 with Montevideo coming to bat in the top of the third. We'll be right back.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Okay.
All right, Dan Gunnlaugsson batting for Montevideo. They're down 2-0 to Madison here in the top of the third inning.
We need windshield wipers on these windows.
Yeah,
Paul.
We do. Good idea. And here's the pitch. Swung on, fall back. I remember doing a football game over in Dawson, and the Olsen kid, he would reach out and with a broom and with a towel on it and wipe the window so I could see.
Need to get a squeegee up here.
Yeah. Next, one ball, two strikes here. Better Dan Gunnlaugsson, outstanding wrestler for Team United. Ground ball to the opposite side. Oh, and Dylan Geiser can't field it.
No, it was just a short hop. You know, it took a short hop on him. He went down to one knee and it bounced off him. Then he couldn't pick it up. It actually bounced in front of him, but he was looking behind him. That gave Gunnlaugsson enough time to get to first base, go down as an error.
Here's the top of the order for Montevideo and Griffin Epema. And there goes the runner. The pitch, the ball gets by Weber, and the ball ricocheted right back to left. Landon.
Yeah, we got that cement wall, and we moved it up 8 feet, so sometimes they do come right back, and if you're a runner at third base, you got to pay attention.
1-0 count here to Griffin. Just finished his ninth grade season. And the pitch inside, down low, nice stop again by Landon Weber.
Yeah, he got just enough of that one to have it skip off to his left, but the runner held.
I don't think we mentioned this before, but both these teams made the state high school tournament.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We're seeing state-caliber baseball right now, Paul.
That's right. 2-0 count to Epema, and there's a strike. Griffin grounded out to the first baseman, Mortensen, in the first inning. Runner on second is Gunnlaugsson. There's a 2-1 pitch to Griffin. Strike two.
Good job by Landon Weber to frame that pitch. Like it might have been a little bit outside.
2-2 count to Epema. Here's the pitch from Bjornheld. Ooh, outside, another stop there by Landon.
Yeah, he's done a tremendous job of blocking.
Saw a lot of that in high school. full count. Big pitch here for Brock. Here it is. And that's low, and that's a ball four. And just like that, Montevideo with runners on first and second, nobody out.
Yeah. Gunnlaugsson got a single his first time up. Yeah. Started with that ground ball. Hopefully it could be played. It wasn't. And then a walk. So this is where a pitcher, you just got to shake things off and say, okay, I've got to get us out of this little mini jam right here.
Runners on first and second. Nobody out for Montevideo. They're down 2-0 to Madison. Here in the top of the third, a bunt by Gunnlaugsson. And Bjornhild picks the... And he can't make a throw.
Yeah. It'll go down as an infield hit just because he had to come off the mound to field that bunt. But he was looking at third base all the way. And as he was looking at third base waiting for Dylan Geiser to get over there, he kind of bobbled the ball a little bit, tried to pick it up barehanded. And then it was too late to get the guy at third, or first, excuse me.
And in the blink of an eye, Montevideo has bases loaded. Here's Cooper Dack, swing and a miss for strike one. So Montevideo threatening here in the top of the third inning. Cooper Dack at the plate. Bjornhild's pitch outside. Ooh. Weber.
Yeah, he really had to stretch out for that one to stop that one. You got Cooper Dack swinging, missing his first time up. But nobody out. They need some kind of out here.
1-1 pitch. Popped up right side in foul territory. Might go out of play, and it does.
I think it ended up halfway to Bellingham.
Strike two.
Going on 75.
Number two, Cooper Dack.
Oh, this is...
He had a really good tournament this weekend for Montevideo in Montevideo. Here's the 1-2 pitch with the bases loaded. There's a shot to center field. T.J. Mitchell right there makes the catch, and they're going to tag from third. Here comes the play. Time, and Montevideo gets on the board.
Yeah.
Cooper Dack flies out to T.J. Mitchell in center for the first out.
He gets a sacrifice fly on that one.
Yep, but Dan Gunnlaugsson tags and scores. He's fast.
Yeah, that was an easy tag for him. But what T.J. did is he threw a nice throw to the cutoff, so Caden Mortensen picked that up, and they didn't allow the runner at second to get to third.
Here's the batter is Gannon Reitinger. First pitch, a strike.
He can help himself out here with a hit.
Epema on second. Gunnlaugsson on first. They're not holding him on. Here's the next pitch, and that's outside for
yeah,
ball.
I think those are just a little high.
Hard to tell if it's still rain, but we got the drops on our window here in the press box. 1-1 pitch. High. He almost went after it.
We need TJ up here. You know, I called him Windex because he was cleaning up the glass all the time in basketball with all those rebounds. I think he averaged 10 rebounds a game, so... We could get him up here to clean the glass for us.
Reitinger at the plate. Two balls, one strike. The pitch, ground ball to the right side. Mortensen fields it. Touches first for the out. That's the only play he's going to get.
Yeah, you know, hindsight, if he would replay that, you know, it was a nice quick one hopper to him. He just took two steps, touched first base. I think he had time to throw it to second base to get that runner as well, but he did not.
All right, two outs. Here's Landon Olson, the catcher. 2-1, the score. Montevideo now with runners on second and third. Here's Olson at the plate. Strike called. Two outs.
I like Cale Benson. He hustles behind, backs up that throw to the pitcher. I've seen that quite a few times where if that ball gets by the pitcher, the runner on third can score.
The windup and the pitch by Bjornhild. There's a ground ball hit the short, and Kaiming fields it, throws the first, and Mortensen reaches up and catches the ball for the third out.
Nice job, yeah.
So for Montevideo, one run on two hits.
Just the one hit.
Oh, just the one hit, okay, and one error.
Yep.
And two left on base. Hey, we're going to go to the bottom of the third. Madison leading Montevideo 2-1 in American Legion Baseball. We'll be back with more baseball from Madison Memorial Baseball Field right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Very modest.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, back here at the Fernald's Crop Insurance Upper Deck. And 2-1, Madison leading Montevideo here in the bottom of the third inning. And batting now is Caden Molden.
Caden walked. He followed off. He had a full count, followed off a two-strike pitch, and ended up walking his first time up.
The pitch from right area, it's an opposite field, and it's going to drop in there, shallow left field.
Nice piece of hitting. That was an outside curveball, and he just went with it. Hit it over the shortstop's head.
Molden will be, I think he's going to play football at Minnesota Moorhead, I believe.
Yep. Be interesting to see what they do with him. You know, he's a very good athlete.
He's fast for a big kid.
Yeah. But
here's Mortensen.
When you go to college and play football, there's a lot of big kids that are fast.
Here's a pop-up behind home plate on the roof. Nope, over our head. Earlier this afternoon, Montevideo, they were in Dawson. They beat Dawson 6-1. There's a strike thrown from Reitinger to Mortensen.
Sprinkles are coming a little more frequent now, starting to run down our windows.
Here's the 0-2 pitch to Caden. Popped up, right side, out of play. Ooh, see some umbrellas are coming up here, huh?
Yeah, not because of the sun.
We got the Ziegler umbrellas to our
right.
Yeah,
we have the Ziegler Cat Plaza to our right, and we've got Pioneer Seeds to our left. More generous donors that help make
swing
all this possible.
And a miss on a breaking ball. Mortensen goes down swinging for the first out.
Make sure you bring those foul balls back.
That was a big cut there by Mortensen.
Yeah.
That was the fourth strikeout of the game for Reitinger. He has four walks and four strikeouts. Next batter, T.J. Mitchell, takes the pitch, a strike. Molden's at first base, Madison leading 2-1 if you're just tuning in. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Madison. Curveball outside.
I'm not sure what... The catcher turned around. I'm sure he's going like, well, was that outside? Or certainly looked good from up here. Again, we can't tell if it's below. TJ's a tall batter, so it might have been a little bit low.
Here's Reitinger's pitch. Another breaking ball strike.
Oh, that is fun to watch that ball break. Well, unless you're the hitter.
TJ walked his first at bat. Molden with a big lead at first with one out here in the bottom of the third. Pitch, break. Oh, call strike three. Umpire rung him up.
Yeah, caught it right on the inside part of the plate.
Back-to-back strikeouts for Gannon Reitinger.
Yeah, he's really settled down after his first three walks.
Here's Landon Weber. Landon went down swinging in the first inning. Looking down to Coach Caden Fernals.
I don't know if they're... I don't think they'll attempt anything with Caden, but maybe with two strikes, who knows?
Pitches high for a ball to Landon.
He struck out his first time up swinging.
Landon playing tone ball anywhere, do you know?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Here's the 1-0 pitch.
Ooh.
Swung on and over the first base dugout.
It was a line drive, so. Heard a few people go, oh, so maybe it hit a car.
1-1 count. To Landon Weber, Molden on first, the pitch, outside for a ball.
Yeah, that one was definitely outside.
Good crowd here tonight, huh?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we saw the caravan of Montevideo after their game was done. They brought a lot of fans.
Ball three to Landon.
A lot of people have their own umbrellas, or they're under the Ziegler umbrellas. I haven't seen the Pioneer Seed umbrellas pop open yet.
3-1 pitch, strike two, full count. I'm thankful for a nice press box.
That's right. with the rain blowing at us, we can shut it out by closing the windows.
Full count pitch inside for ball four. Weber draws the walk. Molden goes down to second. Here's Dylan Keimig. Let's see if Madison can put up some more runs here.
It's five walks now by Reitinger.
Pinch runner?
Courtesy runner for courtesy catcher runner. Is 14. Is that Matthew Arndt?
No, number 14.
So Gavin Meyer. Thank you. Gavin Meyer is a courtesy runner.
So Meyer at first base, Molden at second, and here's Keimig. The first pitch popped up right side, out of play. Down the right field line.
It's been a lot of foul balls today.
A lot of wet baseball.
Yeah, hopefully they have some towels down there.
Here's the 0-1 pitch here to Dylan. The pitch. Down low. Nice stop by their catcher. Landon Olson. Cooper Dack at first, Gunnlaugsson at second, Effem at short, Baldwin at third for Montevideo. Here's the pitch, strike called. 2-1, Madison leading here in the bottom of the third inning. Madison put up two runs in the bottom of the first. Monty, one run, last top of the third. Curveball, chopper to Effem. No, third baseman, Baldwin fields it, throws the first, and they get him.
Yeah.
What a play by Jackson Baldwin.
Yeah, he charged that nice. It was actually to his left. He had to go, the ball went between the pitcher's mound and third base, and he went to his left, fielded it, threw across his body, but did it under control. Nice play.
No runs on one hit, no errors, and Madison leaves two on base in the bottom of the third, but they have a 2-1 lead over Montevideo. We'll take a commercial break and hear a word from our fine sponsors.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With a hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Bart, let's give a shout-out to Brittany Engesmo out here with the three baseballs out here. I drove by there the other night, and it was lit up.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Huh?
Yeah, it's, she called me up and asked if, you know, we could do something down at the park, some kind of art project. Then she started showing me some diagrams, and it was just fantastic, and she did all the work. She got all the money. She got the help to put it up, and it's...
Well, that was the first time I saw it lit up at night.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing. So when it's dark out, come down. Drive by there and look at them three baseballs by the sign. It's amazing. Great job by Brittany.
Yeah.
Angus Moore, I don't know if she had some help with that.
Well, she had help with her husband, and a lot of little kids were down there. The baseball guys rolled the balls up there.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it's pretty comical to watch.
Is Jackson Baldwin, Madison leading 2-1 here. We're in the top of the fourth.
They're pretty solid. They're very heavy. They're old propane tanks. And
Bjarnell and his lineup in the 1-1 pitch outside for ball two. You know, it's little add-ons like that to a baseball field that really make it special, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's just like that big red chair at the swimming pool. I don't know how many people take pictures and that thing. I did. First day I was up, we walked by, and I jumped up there, and I told Julie to take my picture. I'm still a kid at heart.
You got to be. Three balls, one strike to Jackson Baldwin, who made a nice play at third base. Ground ball, short. Here's Keimig Fields that throws the first, and they get him.
Nice play.
Boy, Dylan's playing well at short.
Yeah, the infielders have been pretty active today. A lot of ground balls.
Shortstop, you got to... I mean, you got to have a strong arm.
You do. You got to have quick feet. You know, sometimes, you know, Dylan gets a little bit too deep, and you really got to rush those throws, but...
Curveball in there to Brody Dack, the right fielder. He walked in the second inning.
Yeah, Brock's throwing well. He's throwing fast.
0-1 pitch. high for a ball.
He's given up just two hits so far in his work.
Next pitch is a ball two. Yeah, the two wins for Legion Conference wins. Madison beat Friendsburg 14-3, and then they shut out Benson Hancock 11-0 in their two wins. There's a strike two. The number six, Brody Dack.
He walked his first time up.
2-2 count. Pitch high for ball three. You've got a full count to Dack.
Yeah, that's a little two-seam fastball that ended up tailing into the batter.
Full count pitch. Ground ball. Kymig, the shortstop's got to charge it fast. Fields it. Throws on the run. And
wow. Another fantastic play by Kymig. My gosh. He had to run a long way for that. He didn't go much farther behind the pitcher. Nice play, throwing it way across his body. And he ended up way over by the foul line between home and third base.
Boy, Kymig is playing a great shortstop. Two outs. Back-to-back outs there for Kymig at short.
Well, he might as well get the third one then.
Here's Sam Canoop. Got a new PA guy now, or what?
They do.
Okay.
Coach Bjorgan's up in the booth.
Here's the pitch to Canoop. Outside for a ball. Nobody on. Madison leading 2-1. What a ball game this has been so far.
Yeah, it's been really, really good defensive plays by both teams.
Two quality teams. Next pitch, ball two. Boy, that looked good. 2-0 count. I wish everybody a happy 4th of July week.
Yeah, and be safe.
2-0 pitch. Strike one.
We don't want anyone to lose any fingers or an eyeball. Some of the dumb things we used to do with fireworks back in the day.
Lucky I'm still alive. Ground ball hit the short. Geyser fields it in foul territory.
Yeah, he did a nice job there at third base. It would have been probably an infield hit, but he just waited for it to go foul, and then he touched it.
2-2 count, two outs, 2-1 Madison.
We used to have those Roman candle fights, you know, aiming those things at each other, and we were not very smart.
Timeout called. Yeah. Love fireworks. Madison fireworks, July 4th, 10 o'clock. Here's a ground ball foul again. I saw the weather forecast looks like it's supposed to be raining.
Yeah, I don't know how that works then if it's raining. I mean, those are pretty powerful explosions. But, you know, you can't be sitting out in the rain, I wouldn't think.
No. 2-2 pitch, ball four. Oh, that was ball four. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't. Okay. I had that off, sorry. The umpire's been doing a good job of letting me know if I'm missing
Bart's,
pitch there.
Bart's running the scoreboard as well.
I had a 2-2, but I didn't see his fingers go up, so I thought I must be right. But
here's Dan Gunnlaugsson.
I'm going to blame it on the raindrops on the window.
We can't see very well. Swing and a miss. Boy, that was a monster cut there by Dan Gunnlaugsson.
Yeah, he put in two cheeks and a couple of chins on that swing.
Now, Dan, he went deep into the state wrestling tournament, I think, didn't he? Do you remember what place he got?
Dick, do you remember?
Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Biernald, he runs over the first for the third out. Nice job by Brock. Hey, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Madison has a 2-1 lead over Montevideo in American Legion Baseball. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the newest run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, 2-1 Madison leading Montevideo. Madison batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. With that 2-1 lead, it's the 8-9-1 batters. Brayden Danzeason, the designated hitter, batting. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Yeah, the pitch count is kind of supposed to be a gentleman's agreement between the coaches in the summer. But then once the playoffs start, then you have to document it and call it in. But they don't have to call anything in during the regular season.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that's one difference than high school baseball. You have to, I think you get the 24, 36 hours to update your pitchers.
Gannon in his windup. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Danzeason reaches for it, pops it foul over the grandstand here. 2-2 count. Madison scored two runs in the bottom of the first. And that's where we're at. There's a shot. Ooh, right by Madison's first base coach there.
Blake Wushlager.
Blake Wushlager. Pay attention, Blake. You catch the ball between the eyes. There he goes and chases it down. Curveball. Wow, what the breaking ball by Reitinger there. Danzeason strikes out. Strikeout number six. One out. Here's the number nine batter, the pitcher, Brock Bjornheld.
And I have him for unofficially approximately 70 pitches, Reitinger, in just the fourth inning of work here. That was a ball, correct?
Yep.
So
he works fast. Curveball swung on and foul back by Bjornheld. After Brock, then will be the top of the order in Davis Patzer. Paul Ramel, Bart Hill here in Madison on a rainy Monday. Pitch outside. What's new?
Exactly.
Had a nice Saturday and Sunday, and then supposed to get more rain tomorrow.
A lot on Thursday.
Oh, look out. Almost got hit. Three balls and one strike, I believe.
Yep.
Next pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Full count.
Yeah, Brock was kind of... he's kind of stepping a little bit towards third base there, outside pitch.
Full count pitch. Down low, ball four. We got a base runner in Brock Bjornheld.
Six walks,
I think, for Reitinger. A pinch or courtesy runner.
For the pitcher is
number one.
Peyton Rademacher.
Peyton Rademacher for the pitcher. Rademacher at first base. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Madison leads 2-1. Here's the top of the order for Madison Legion. Davis Patzer. Squares around the bunt. Pulls it back for a ball. After this game next Monday, Madison will travel to Sacred Heart McRae next Monday. Squares around the bunt.
I think that's out.
A strike. Yeah.
Yeah, that one he left his bat out. I think it's 1-1.
Next Monday, Falls, as Granite Falls hosts Dawson Legion. Dawson playing a doubleheader at Nelson Field tonight. 1-1 pitch, and that's inside. We got a lot of rain on our windows now. How are we going to fix that problem?
I don't know. Well, maybe Darby can go take care of that for us. He can scale the window ledge.
Swing
it. Spider-Man.
Swing and foul back.
Wipe the water off the windows.
2-2 count. Runner over at first base. And a pitch is ball three, I believe.
Yep, full count. Line inside.
Rademacher at first base.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of water in these windows now. I'm glad we're up here, Paul.
Yep. Full count pitch.
Yep.
Oh, strike three.
So that looked like a pretty good pitch on the outside corner. Caught him looking.
Strikeout number seven. Two outs. Here's Dylan Geiser. Geiser got a sacrifice bunt and then grounded out to short. Here's the pitch. For ball there.
No, I think he called a strike. But his hand went up. It's hard to tell.
0-1. Next pitch, swung on. Fall back.
For the window.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get some help wiping the windows, huh?
We're going to hang Rory by his feet.
Okay. Swing and a miss.
Three straight.
For strike three, three strikes there to Geyser, and he strikes out. That's a mow him down inning.
It is. I hope my name is up for the snapper.
Snapper, mow him down. They still do that?
They do not.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll end that inning for Madison. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on, or one left on base, excuse me. Madison with a 2-1 lead. Montevideo coming to bat here in the top of the fifth. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here on a rainy, at a rainy Madison Memorial Baseball Field. 2-1 is the score. Good ball game going on here between two outstanding teams, two state tournament teams. Madison 2, Montevideo 1. And here's Montevideo batting in the top of the fifth inning, top of the order. Griffin Epema takes a swing and a miss for strike one. One strike.
Oh, sorry.
And the pitch. Chopper, and here comes, guess who? Kaimake fields it, throws, and oh! Epema beats the throw.
He was safe. That'll go down as an infield hit, but the umpire, he was ready to call him out because he's seen the play so far. But
Epema's fast.
Yep, Ep is fast. And that one, now you know with the moisture on the surface, that ball is going to slow down a little bit too, and it's going to be a little harder to throw.
Do you play up a little bit then?
Yeah, typically that's what you want to do because it's just not going to take off very fast.
What's going on here?
We got
a shot to first base. Bjornell fields it, throws over to first for the out.
Nice job.
The bunt.
The sacrifice bunt, yep.
And going to second base was Epema.
We can slide that window down closer, maybe not.
Darby,
okay.
Doing a good job. Darby's wiping the window for us.
Until he falls out. And
yeah, don't fall out of the window. Oh, much better, much better.
Wow.
I can see now.
Wow, oh, that's the game going on.
Thank you, Darby. Oh, we got a balk?
Oh, I did not see what happened. There's an individual in front of me.
I think we had a balk.
Spider-Man was scaling the window in front of me, so I could not see.
Epema's aborted third base, and now Coach Brian Furnell is coming out.
He wants an explanation of why.
And the umpire, let's see what's happening. The umpire's saying, Coach Furnell's Brian arguing with the home plate umpire. Not sure what happened there.
No,
looked like a balk.
And then I think he told him too that, you know, if you're not the manager, well, I need to talk to your manager, not you. So then Keaton came out. But either way, we still don't know why it was balked.
Here's the pitch to number two, Cooper Dack.
That was a nice. That ball was.
What's that?
That was a nice stop by Weber. That ball was almost out of the left-handed batter's box. And he slid all the way over and got a piece of that one. So with one out, a runner on, tying run is on third base now.
Tying run for Montevideo at third base. There's one out, Cooper Dack at the plate. He struck out and flied out to T.J. Mitchell in center field. And the windup by Brock Bjornell, then the pitcher, shot to right field. This is going to tie the ball game up. Molden fields it and gets it in play. An RBI single for Montevideo's Cooper Dack to right field. We're tied 2-2.
Number 13.
So I probably would have scored on that play anyways because it was a...
I'm assuming that was a balk.
Yes.
That got Epham at a third.
I'm just not sure what it was. Did you any of you see what it... Okay.
All right, here's Gannon Reitinger with Cooper Dack at first base. He squares up. Here's the pitch. The throw to second. He's out of there.
Nice.
What a throw by Landon Weber.
Totally buckets. That was a nice throw. He had a good jump. And that was a bullet down to Kaimig at covering second base.
Wow. Cooper Dack thrown out at trying to steal second
and
base.
What was the pitch? Does anyone know?
Two outs.
Okay. I did not.
Two outs. Here's the pitch. The Reitinger, and it's outside for ball two. 2-0. Right?
Got a lot of stuff going on.
And the pitch. There's a chopper foul for strike one. Two balls, one strike. Boy, that was a big out there by Weber throwing Dak out.
Yeah.
Nobody on base here for Montevideo now. The pitch down low. Who's making some noise?
I have no idea. There's a lot of noise, though.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the dugout.
Three balls, one strike to number 13, Gannon Reitinger. Two outs here. Nobody on. Tied up now, 2-2. Bjorn Eldon is wind up in the pitch. Strike. Two. Full count.
Yeah.
Breaking ball, Bart.
Yep.
Here we go. Full count, two outs. Brock Biernell pitching to Reitinger. Here it is.
Oh.
Inside for ball four.
I just didn't get enough of that breaking ball. It was high and inside.
Brings up the catcher for Montevideo, Landon Olson.
Now batting for Montevideo, catcher number 12, Landon Olson.
Two outs. We're in the top of the fifth inning here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Gotta love. I love night baseball.
Kilbarter. Looks like Kilbarter is going to run at first base for the pitcher.
Yep.
Kilbarter.
Kilbarter. Kilbarter. All right, number 12 batting, Landon Olson. He's grounded out to the second baseman Benson and grounded out to short to Kaimig.
Yeah, one of those nice plays by Kaimig.
Here's the pitch outside. Big at bat here in the top of the fifth inning for Montevideo. Landon Olson, the batter. Runner on first. Tie ball game, 2-2. Throw over to first. Oh, he almost gagged his back of his foot.
Yeah, see, that was close because he did hit his back of his foot when he was diving in.
Yeah, he kicked his foot up, and Mortensen almost tagged it.
Caden kind of chuckled on that one.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one by Olson.
Yeah, Brock is throwing really well so far, yep.
Really good ball game going on here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field right now. 1-1 count to Olson. The pitch, curveball, strike two. Really nice breaking ball there by Brock Bjornhild.
That's been his best pitch all year.
One ball, two strikes to Landon Olson. Runner on first. Here's the pitch. High for ball two.
And Kilbarter does not have a very big lead, about a step and a half, but with two strikes and two outs, he might be off here. We'll see. A little bigger lead this time, but not too big.
2-2, the score. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch high for ball three. We got a full count.
Well, he'll definitely be going now.
The runner.
It's a good time to throw over there, though.
Kilbarter with his lead. Full count, two outs. Rot staring him down at first. Now time called by the batter, Olson.
I always think if you're going to throw over to first base to try to pick a guy off, it's a good time with a full count, two outs, because you know he's going to go on movement.
Here we do it again. Big at bat here. Big pitch for Brock Biernell. Here it is. Popped up. Foul. Is this catchable? Mortensen has a chance. It falls territory and goes out of play.
Yeah, the wind just took that.
Looked like it was catchable. I mean, but it went out of play there.
Yeah. Can't tell. It doesn't look like it's blowing as hard looking at the flag straight ahead of us.
I'm sure thankful Darby Biergun wiped our window, though, because it made the big difference.
Wow.
He's good.
Full count, two outs, the pitch. There goes the runner. Foul ball over our heads on a play. That one's going down the street, I think.
Well,
oh, hit the net.
We'll have to nickname him Windex now.
We'll do it all over.
We can't tell Dawn. Hopefully she's not listening. He's terrible at doing windows if you are.
There goes the pitch. The pitch outside for ball four. That was a battle between Landon Olson and Brock Biernell. Now Montevideo with runners on first and second, two outs. Here's Jackson Baldwin, the third baseman.
They got back-to-back walks now.
And Coach Caden Fernals calls timeout. He'll go out to visit with Bjornheld.
And Brendan Kuzman's going to run for the catcher now. It's Brad's son.
Oh, Brad Kuzman's son.
That's right.
Okay. Had a timeout on the field.
I think he's just going to remind them that he's got two outs. You know, he's
2-2 the score. Boy, Montevideo made it to the state high school tournament. Lacapal Valley did. Now they're playing each other. It's 2-2. We've got a great game going on here. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. Caden Fernals, the manager for American Legion Baseball, walking back to the first base dugout. And Baldwin, he's grounded out twice to the shortstop, Dylan Kimig. So we'll see what happens here.
The first time was that great play by Kimig. It deflected off of Bjornheld.
Here's the pitch. High pop-up left field. Patzer calling for it, and he makes the catch. Ooh, Kimig was almost ran into him.
Yeah, it looked like a little basket catch, but nonetheless, we got the out.
So one pitch to Baldwin, and he pops out the left field to Patzer, and that'll end the inning. For Montevideo, we're still tied 2-2. Madison, coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Folks, we got a ball game. We're tied up 2-2 with Madison coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Montevideo and Madison. Here's Caden Molden. The pitch from Reitinger. A ground ball to the right side. Ooh. Nice stop by the first baseman. Reitinger covering first, and they get Molden.
Wow, that was a nice play.
Cooper Dack.
Back at first base. He had to dive to stop that underhand toss to Reitinger. Just in time.
Cooper Dack with an outstanding diving diving for the ball, and Reitinger
did what he was supposed to. Yep. He wasn't a spectator. He ran right down there, got up the line so he could catch it and keep going up the line without getting stepped on.
Here's the pitch to Caden Mortensen, and Caden had an RBI in the first and struck out in the third. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the backstop, but to the net. And 0-2 count to Mortensen. 0-2 pitch. Here's Reitinger's pitch. And that's strike three called. Mortensen called on strikes.
Yeah. Nice pitch by Reitinger. Brings up T.J. Mitchell.
After that first inning rocky start there, Bart, he has retired aside in the fourth, and now another strikeout here.
Yeah, he had a walk in the third, a walk in the fourth, but they didn't get any farther than that.
T.J. pops it up out of play over to duck blind.
Oh, crap. I gotta do that. I got to edit. Oh, it's
duck blind.
Two. Yes. Okay.
Bart's running the scoreboard, too. He's doing two things at once.
Yep. I'm usually too poor to pay attention, so.
There's a strike to TJ for strike two. TJ Mitchell walked and struck out.
like we're in for an exciting finish here tonight, Paul.
0-2 pitch, two outs, curveball, ground ball, base hit, left field for T.J. Mitchell.
That was a nice piece of hitting. It was an inside curveball, and he just, what I like about him is he chokes up on the bat, and he tries not to overswing with two strikes.
T.J. Mitchell gets aboard with a base hit to left. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And here's number 10, the catcher, Landon Weber. Looks down to Coach Fernals, Caden.
Might be worth it to see if they can try a steal here with two outs. If not, he's got Landon starting off the next thing.
There's a swing and fall back to the netting.
Yeah, that netting has saved a lot of balls.
Is it a lot taller than the other one?
Yeah, it's 40 feet from the top of the railing. The other one was only, I think, 22.
Runner on first, Mitchell pops that one.
That one got
that
over
one
the top.
Got over the top, okay? Two strikes, two out to Landon Weber. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to the right side of the field. Cooper Dack fields it. Got Reitinger. Covers first base and gets the out.
Another nice play. Those aren't as easy as they look.
Cooper Dack getting the job done there in the fifth. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning, still tied 2-2 between Madison and Montevideo. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Paul Ramel, Bart Hill here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We got a ball game, Bart, 2-2 in the
sixth. This is a great game, yeah. Well, you know, we got two runs early. Reitinger walked four batters in that first inning. We got a couple runs. He's kind of settled down since then. Brock Bjornholt is out now, but he threw five innings. Very, very good baseball or pitching against a very good hitting team.
In the pitch now for Madison is coming in from third base is Dylan Geiser. So Geiser pitching. Bjornholt goes to third. They just swap positions there. So the Montevideo Legion team will see a new pitcher here in Geiser, and it'll be the 7, 8, and 9 batters for Montevideo here in the top of the 6th inning. We're tied 2-2. And a lot of people here watching the ball game at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. And Bart, what's on the agenda for some more improvements here at the baseball field? What do you got in mind?
Well, we
got
to clean up a little bit around the outside. You know, I'd like to get a parking lot out there someplace, whether it's paved or just gravel or something, you know, because basically we just have grass all around, and when it's wet out, it gets pretty muddy out here, so it'd be nice to get some parking someplace down here.
All right, here's Brody Dack. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it over to first base dugout. Hey, we want to talk about, I think it's next Wednesday here at Madison, Madison Chamber of Commerce. Kind of a merchant night thing. And
Chamber night out.
Chamber night out. Popped up in the infield. Bjornell, the third baseman, looking for it and makes the catch at third base there.
Yeah, it should be great. We're taking on Dawson that night. There'll be a
Mallards.
Madison Mallards. There'll be a 7th and 8th grade game prior to that. I'm not sure who they're playing, but you know, the chamber comes out, a lot of the businesses, there's a lot of prizes. They got free ice cream for the kids. Well, I think adults too.
Yeah, I think it's Appleton. Appleton Ace or Dawson?
Last year we played Appleton.
Oh, Dawson. Dawson,
yep.
Okay.
And
so that's next Wednesday. Come on down to the Madison ball field. There's going to be prizes given away. There might be a mascot race again.
There's a mascot race, yep. We've got, there'll be little kids' races where they got to put on oversized uniforms and run around the bases. And so a lot of fun stuff.
Sam Canoop, the designated hitter, batting here, 1-1 count.
We can see the rain coming down with the lights out there now,
yep.
Paul.
There's a swing and popped up. Foul territory, Mortensen. It's going to go to the end. People scattered. Yeah, look up at the lights. You can see the rain coming down pretty good now.
Even those lights are about a fourth of the way up. Those up lights, they call them. You can see the rain coming on those as well.
I got to say, you know, I was coming into town the other night, and, you know, you used to see the ball field lights for miles and miles and miles. You don't see, you don't get that now.
No, they're designed to put all their wattage right on the field and along the fences.
One ball, two strike pitch. There's a shot off the glove and goes out into center field.
I thought he had that right away.
Canoe center.
Line drive. Dylan had
to jump up. Did he get a piece of it or not?
I don't know if he did, but he jumped up and he kind of turned sideways to try to get that, and I thought maybe he had it, but then all of a sudden it was rolling out to center field.
Here's number seven. We've got a new batter here.
Oh, this is Gunnlaugsson.
Oh, Gunnlaugsson. Okay, Dan?
Yep. This is Dan. Oops.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to Geiser. He fumbles it. Throws the first, and they get it. Oh, he called it safe.
Yeah, Dylan got off the mound quick, and he was going to throw it to second. It was a bunt attempt, and then he bobbled it, and so he elected to go back to first and just did not get it in time. So what's the official word?
And, yeah, I don't know if they're going to give a hit or an error there to Gunnlaugsson, but going to give an error?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Montevideo with runners on first and second, one out. We're in the top of the sixth. We're tied 2-2, folks. Here's the top of the order. And Griffin Epema. Geiser's pitch. Epema fouls that one off for strike one. That was a tough play by Dale. I suppose the ball's wet, you know.
Yeah. I think he was just kind of really looking to second to see if someone was there, and he didn't quite get a good handle on it trying to pick it up out of the grass.
Epema at the plate. Dangerous hitter from Montevideo. Pitch down low. And 1-1 count. The Griffin Epema, he grounded out the first, walked, and got a base hit, and came around to score in the fifth. Runners on first and second for Montevideo. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball up. Geiser, Kaimig gets it. It's not going to be a play. Everybody's going to be safe, and the bases are loaded.
Well, they're going to give that as an infield hit because it ricocheted off the pitcher, but it literally ricocheted right to Dylan Kaimig, and he had an easy toss to second to get for sure one out, and he just couldn't pick it up. He kept stabbing at it and couldn't pick it up out of the ground, so bases loaded.
That was a line drive right back to the pitcher, off Epema's bat.
Yeah, it deflected off of Geiser.
And went right to Kaimig.
Yeah. Well, you could see he was going towards second base like the, you know, it was going to be a line drive up the middle, and then he had to stop and go to his right, come back towards third base. But it was actually a nice little one-hopper to him, and then he just, like I said, could have made an easy toss to second base to for sure get that out, and just couldn't pick it up in time.
So, Canoops at third base, Dan Gunnlaugsson at second, then Epema at first, and there's one out, and it's going to bring up Ben Gunnlaugsson.
He's already got two hits in the game and a sacrifice bunt.
So, the go-ahead runs at third base for Montevideo here in the top of the sixth. Tied up 2-2.
Infield's playing up in the grass for Madison.
Caden Fernall's back into the dugout. He went out to the mound. Geiser delivers. Outside for a ball to Gunnlaugsson.
Now, this is a big at bat here. Obviously, we're in the sixth inning, 2-2 game, and bases loaded, just one out.
Infield is on the grass. Here's the pitch. She bunts. Foul. Sure strike.
Well, it was a suicide squeeze attempt. The runner had a great jump at third base.
Canoop took off. And so bases are loaded for Montevideo. And here's Gunnlaugsson at the plate. And the pitch from Geiser. Inside. Nice stop by Weber.
That almost hit him.
2-1 count, I think, right?
Yeah, the batter just got a piece of that suicide squeeze attempt bunt.
Madison infield is on the grass. They'll come home. Side for ball. 3-1. Three balls, one strike with the bases loaded. Gunnlaugsson at the plate.
Well, you got to throw a strike here, obviously. Runners have big leads because they're behind the pulled-up infield.
Here we go. Kaiser's pitch. You got to come in with it. He doesn't. Gets by the ball four.
Yeah.
And a run comes in, and Montevideo takes the lead 3-2 off a walk.
Yeah, you don't like to see that. You know, you'd like to see him earn it. Well, they do earn it because they did not swing any bad pitches. But
3-2 now. Montevideo here in the top of the sixth. Still just one out. Cooper Dack has two RBIs in the game. And he's got the bases loaded. Infield still in for Madison. Pitch down low for ball one. Baseball is a game of inches a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, look at that. An opportunity for a double play and didn't get it.
There's a shot foul for strike one out of play. Yeah, didn't get it. So close to getting outs.
Mm-hmm.
Good ball game. 3-2 now, Montevideo. Here in the top of the sixth. On a Monday night. Thanks for listening to Q92. Dylan Geiser in relief of Brock Purnell. Here's the pitch. It's high for ball two. 2-1. To Dak. Cooper Dak probably swinging the hottest bat of anybody on the Montevideo team. He had a great tournament this weekend. And the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. It might sneak in there. It does for a base hit. One run comes in. Two. Here comes the play to the plate. Not in time. Two-run single for Cooper Dak. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to call interference?
You know what? I was going to say.
Okay. Home plate umpire. Wait a minute. Hold it all. Hold everything here.
So what happened was Cale Benson came up to field that, and he had contact from the runner. It's the runner's responsibility. If the fielder is sitting down to field the ground ball, the runner cannot cause contact. And so I think they're going to send all the runners back. The batter will be out.
Okay. Yep.
And then I've got to correct this scoreboard.
And Coach Jordan Thompson, Coach Jordan Thompson's out talking with both referees.
So are they going to get
umpires?
One? So yeah, they're going to. It's still going to be bases loaded.
No score then.
Okay, so then I got to do an edit here. Edit.
Okay, we got
guessed. So they should have one run in this inning. Okay, should be that, right? 3-2?
Okay, how many out? So how many
out on the batter?
Out on the batter, Cooper Dak.
I hope that's right. So then we got,
runners still, bases loaded for Montevideo. That was interference by the base
so
runner going from first to second.
Dak's down at first base, right? Then it was a runner from first to second that was out.
Here's the pitch. To Reitinger, and it's high for a ball.
No.
Gannon Reitinger batting. We'll get it all straightened out, folks.
Number two. Who's number?
Cooper Dak, number two.
Yeah, so it was the runner that was called out.
Pitches. Ooh, just missed for ball two. 2-0. 2-0.
So this guy's interference.
2-0.
3-2-0. Is that what I have?
Yeah, 2-0 to Reitinger. Faces loaded. Here's the pitch. Strike call, two balls, one strike. That was a big play, big interference play by the umpire. The umpire's call. Benson was trying to field the ball at second.
Oh, and it was a correct call, too, because I was going to mention right away, but then I was watching these guys run around and score.
2-1 pitch, ball three.
They just gave you a gift, Dylan. You need to take advantage of it now.
Bases loaded, three balls, one strike to Gannon Reitinger. Big pitch coming here for Dylan Geiser from the stretch. Here it is. Strike two called. Full count. Two outs. Runners will be off here on the pitch. Reitinger at the plate. Here we go, folks. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Four.
That must have been high.
And another run, run comes in, making it 4-2. Gunnison's out. So 4-2 now. And here's number 12, Landon Olson. Landon Olson batting. Geiser's pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Weber.
Try to rear back and throw a little extra mustard on that hot dog. And
I think Minnesota Wild should take a look at Landon Weber as a goaltender.
Yeah. Well, Fleury's got one more year left in his deal, probably retire, so they'll be looking for someone.
Here's the pitch high. Wow, that was a big call there by the umpire, interference.
Yeah, that was the right call.
Yep.
And, you know, the field umpire didn't call it, but Keith Ottoman went out there and he kind of took charge.
Nice pitch by Geiser, breaking ball in there for strike one. Bases are loaded for Montevideo. Two outs now. Two balls, one strike to Landon Olson, the catcher. Here's the pitch. High for ball three. 3-1. You know, Olson's thinking, well, Geiser's got to come in with this one. 3-1 pitch. Bases loaded. The pitch. Strike two. Full count.
Well, we just saw a full count before. This time he's got to come through. He's got to throw a strike here and not let him get another free pass and score a run.
Here we go. Two outs. Full count. Bases loaded for Montevideo. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Whew.
Nice job by Geiser to get out of that. Montevideo, they pick up two runs in the top of the sixth. Madison has their work cut out for him. As they come to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Montevideo 4, Madison 2. We'll be right back.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Paul Ramel, Bart Hill back here at Arrow Baseball Field. Well, Montevideo put up two runs there last inning. They lead 4-2. Bart here going in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, well, they could have had more. That interference call, you know, that after the interference call, it went to the outfield to score two runs, but it was the right call.
All right, it's the 7, 8, 9 batters for Madison. They need some runs. They're down 4-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. New pitcher for Montevideo. Pitch inside. This is Brody Dack. Brody Dack came in from right field. Got a few changes for Montevideo here. Swing and a miss. He brings some heat, too.
Yeah, he's got a live arm as well.
Gannon Reitinger went to first base. Cooper Dack went to right.
Not sure how old Brody Dack is, but he's got a live arm as well.
Next pitch. Ball 2-1. 4-2, the new score here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch. High and outside for a ball. See if Madison can get some runs back here against a new pitcher. And Brody Dack, a right-hander. And the pitch inside for ball four, so he walks the leadoff batter.
That's always good.
So you want, no, he rounds first.
And the catcher didn't quite know where it was. Got all the way to the backstop. It didn't bounce off. It just sat back there, and he was looking around for it at first.
Number 20, the DH, Braden Dan Season.
As you say that with a mouthful.
Brody Dack, the pitcher, just finished his sophomore year. And the pitch is a strike. Well, we were tied 2-2. Montevideo put it up two runs there in the top of the sixth. Dak, bunt in the air, foul by Dan Zeeson.
They really pushed that towards the first base side and ended up the line drive towards the dugout to get that bat out in front of the plate.
Did Reitinger reach the pitch count? Or did
He had over 100. Okay. So I'm guessing that's
there's going. A ground ball to third base, and for third base and slits, false throws to first, and they get Dan Zeeson. Now they throw to second, and Kymie gets back.
That was a nice play by the third baseman.
Jackson Baldwin.
Wow.
He slipped and fell down.
Yeah, you got some sprinkles out there. The surface is wet, and boy, he recovered nicely, didn't he? Threw a bullet across the infield.
Well, you got Reitinger over there. I don't know how tall he is, 6'2 or whatever.
Yeah, that helps.
And here's the number 9 batter.
Is that a ball?
Yep, ball. Yep. Brock Bjornheld batting with a runner on second now. Tying run at the plate here.
Well, you can cut that deficit in half.
And a pitch way outside. Nice stop by the catcher, Landon Weber.
There's Landon Olson.
What?
The catcher, Landon Olson. It's the other Landon.
Oh, it's the other Landon. It's been a long day.
Well, they're both Landon, so.
There's a foul back to the backstop by Bjornheld. Montevideo already had played a game before they came to Madison. They beat Dawson 6-1. Epema threw a no-hitter. Pitch in. Oh, a strike called. Oh, my.
Yeah, nice little two-seamer that runs in on a right-hand hitter. Oh, he's saying something to the batter.
Yep.
He's just saying, that's enough. I don't know what he said, but he reacted like he did not like that call, and the umpire's taking charge. I like that. I mean, get these 16, 17, 18-year-old kids and
2-2 count. And the pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Bjornheld goes down swinging. For the second out, here's the top of the order, and Davis Passer.
Officially 0-2, and scored their first run. He walked and ended up scoring when the left fielder bobbled it.
Rain's really coming down now.
Yeah, you can see it in the lights, that's for sure.
And here's the pitch. It's a strike. Looks like the wind has picked up a little bit, too, maybe.
Yeah. And the umpires are in charge now.
Oh, he ducked, almost got hit. Passer did.
Once the game begins, the umpires are in charge of when the game has to be paused or delayed, you know.
Well, we're nice and dry in a nice
press box. We are. It's warm up here.
Yep. Here's the 1-1 pick for strike two.
It'll be interesting to see if they take a delay or just try to play through it because it'll be the seventh inning coming up here. Sure, they don't want to have a lengthy delay and come back for one inning. The other thing is, if they check, we'll wait.
There's the pitch. There's called strike three, and that'll end the inning. Bats are called out on strikes for the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Or one left on base. And we will go to the top of the seventh inning with Montevideo coming to bat. They lead 4-2. We'll be right back.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We have reached the seventh inning. Montevideo leading 4-2. When they're coming to bat here in the top of the seventh, and Geiser in relief. You know, he was in their last inning.
So
a new batter here for Montevideo.
This is Jackson Baldwin.
Jackson Baldwin, yeah.
No, just put your name and telephone number.
Jackson Baldwin.
As long as you print and we can see it.
Jackson Baldwin batting here for Montevideo to start the top of the seventh inning. And here's the pitch from Geiser. High for ball. Coach Dak, a little late getting to the first base dugout there, or first base coaching box. He sprints down there. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the fence. Madison Legion will take rest of the week off here. Next Monday, they'll be at Sacred Heart McRae.
Is that the first pitch, or is it one more?
And the pitch is popped up in the infield. Mortensen, the first baseman in foul territory, makes the catch. Off the bat of Jackson Baldwin. One out. Here's Brody Dak, the pitcher now for Montevideo. Madison comes in with a record of 2 wins and 3 losses. Pitch is high. Well, it's not raining as nearly as hard as it was.
Oh, it's starting up again.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. I just looked on the radar. I don't see nothing.
Well, I'm doing the old eyeball test, Paul, and
okay.
It's raining. I remember I tell this story, everyone. We were hosting a tournament here and got rained out after 1.5 games.
Oh. Pitch is fouled off for strike one, 2-1.
And everyone was telling me, it's like, look at my phone. It says there's no rain. I said, I don't care what your phone says. I can see the rain coming down. It's pouring.
2-1 pitch. Foul back for strike two. Montevideo 4, Madison 2. We are in. Madison will have some work to do here in their last at-bat. They need a couple outs here. Brody Dak at the plate. The pitch is high. That slipped out of his hand.
Just a bit high.
Just a tad.
Bob Uecker would say.
Just a tad outside. Full count to Dak. The pitch from Geiser. Pop foul out of play again. How many foul balls have we had tonight?
There's been a lot.
Got to mention the decor here in our new press box.
Yeah.
Got a wonderful picture of the Madison aerial field. Oh, there's a shot. This is the hardest hit ball of the night. It's going to go left center field. T.J. Mitchell runs it over, and they're going to hold him to a single.
Nice job, T.J., getting that ball.
Wow.
Got a good jump on that ball.
That's one of the hardest hit balls of the night by Brody Dak. But
that's right.
Oh, that was going to be a double. T.J. got it in quick. Here's Sam Knoop. Mentioned that to my left here is a nice aerial view of the football field and the baseball field. I'm not quite sure what year that is.
Lyle Hansen told me it's 1950.
Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball.
It was 1950 because they got the lights up. They put them in the spring of 1950.
Okay.
So I was in, I think Lyle Hansen said in August of 1950. And he told me all the players in the position. I don't remember them. I didn't know half the guys.
There's a pitch down low.
Lyle Hansen.
And my favorite picture is to my right here of the Field of Dreams movie, the Sox walking out of the cornfield. I love that. Throw to first. And Brody gets back. That's my favorite picture. I walked out of that corn a couple times at the Field of Dreams movie site.
It's only 8 guys up there, though. I wonder where the 9th guy is.
4-2, Montevideo leading. Here's Geiser's pitch, and that's, it hit the Weber, the catcher.
Yeah.
Hit him in the mask, I think.
Yeah, he's shaking his head there.
Last week, Clint Schiller was home plate umpire, and the ball hit his mask, and his helmet and his mask flew off.
I thought you were going to say it hit his beard, and they couldn't find it. So they just thought, oh, I'll just keep playing. It'll turn up sometime.
Yeah, his mask went flying. He's a tough guy, he said.
Yeah.
1-1 to number 19, Sam Knoop, the designated hitter. One out here in the top of the 7th. Montevideo with a runner on first. Geiser pitch. Ground ball. Kimig shortstop. Boots it. Hey. And got an error there.
Yeah, he just kind of sat down on his heels and let the ball get too close into his body. And
oh,
that was
now
it
happened. Throw to third, and they get him, I think. He's out. What happened there, Bart?
Well, the ball coming back to Dillon was off target a little bit, and it got about 5 feet away, and the runner tried to get to third base, and Dillon threw a pee over there to Gavin Meyer, and they got him.
So an out there, Dak tried to get to third base after the ball got away from, after they got it back in the infield, and they threw him out at third.
So 1-5.
1-5, yep.
Put out there.
Two outs, and a swing and a miss by Dan Gunnlaugsson.
He swings hard, doesn't he?
Yep. Is it Dan or Ben that is the oldest?
Dan,
okay. There's a swing and a miss by Dan Gunnlaugsson again.
If he ever connects.
199 wins. Dan does?
One short of 200. 199 wins. That's awesome.
0-2 pitch, two outs. Pitch is high. One ball, two strike to Dan Gunnlaugsson. Two outs. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming. And it's popped the opposite field. Davis Patzer dives for it. And did he make the catch? It's in foul territory.
Nope, he did not, but heck of an effort. That would have been a top 10 play.
Davis Patzer with a diving attempt in foul territory line. And count is one ball, two strikes to Gunnlaugsson. Dak at first. Canoop at first base. One ball, two strike count. Geiser. The pitch. Foul back. Count remains 1-2. We are in the top of the seventh. Montevideo leading 4-2. We were tied 2-2 till the top of the sixth. We'll have our Neonito's post-game show after the game. Here's the pitch, popped up, center field, T.J. Mitchell running in, makes the catch on the run. Toward a third out. Madison coming to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. They need 2 to tie, 3 to win it. Can they do it? We'll find out right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
All right, here we go, Bart. Bottom of the seventh. Madison down 4-2 in this Legion game. Nice Monday evening. A little cool, a little windy, a little rainy.
Dillon Geiser.
Here's Dillon Geiser. Can the Madison team come back here? Brody Dak on the mound for Montevideo. Geiser. 2-3-4 batters for Madison. There's a strike called to number 7, Dillon Geiser. Bottom of the seventh.
Need runners.
Dak in his windup, and the pitch gets by the catcher, Olson. 1-1 count. Good ball game.
Yes, definitely.
Need base runners. Pitch outside for ball two. Get on base any way you can, right?
Yep, and as grass is wet, that's going to affect the defense on ground balls. And
run things out hard.
Correct.
Next pitch high for ball three. 3-1 with Caden Molden on deck.
We know he's capable of hitting a long ball.
Yeah, we saw that in Milroy. Ball four!
There you go. Exactly what you want.
Folks, the tying run comes to the plate with Caden Molden with nobody out here in the bottom of the seven.
Now batting for Madison, the right fielder.
Come on, Caden.
23, Caden Bolden.
Yeah, the next three guys up all have potential to hit a home run.
Runner at first base. Hit the lead. How did that not hit him? Throws it behind him.
Yeah, Caden kind of jumped forward towards the plate a little bit or leaned forward, and boy, that hits him. You got two runners on.
How did that not hit him?
That is a good question.
Definitely a ball. 1-0 count to Caden Bolden. Throw over to first. Geiser gets
Ben
back.
King, I don't think.
1-0 count to Caden Bolden.
Yeah, it's raining a little harder again.
Here's the pitch. That's down low.
As a pitcher, it's hard out there. You know, you're throwing a wet ball, and I'm sure the mound is getting a little sticky. It's all clay.
Madison down 4-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch by Dak, and it's ball three. 3-0.
Yeah, the umpire got kind of caught that with his foot a little bit. Otherwise, would have went a little farther back.
You taking this one, I'm sure?
Oh, well.
Okay. Here's the pitch. Strike. Some batters, they have the green light on 3-0.
Very few. I think I did that to Preston Kraft once.
3-1 pitch. Popped up in the infield. The third baseman, Baldwin, makes the catch. A little blooper to third. One out. And here's Caden Mortensen.
That was just an inside pitch. Instead of going with the pitch, he was a little bit late, and he kind of fisted it up in the air to the third baseman.
Caden has had a tough night. He struck out twice tonight, so he's due here.
That's right.
Swung on and fall back. T.J. Mitchell on the on-deck circle.
We might as well get on, and T.J. can get a three-run bomb and walk it off.
Well, he hit two in the state tournament.
That's right.
Something that...
No, he hit one for Appleton Friday night, right? Friday night they beat Dawson. Oh. Home run.
Pitches high by Brody Dak. Not sure how much Brody's pitched on the Montevideo varsity team this year, but 1-1 count, one out. We're in the bottom of the seventh, 4-2 Montevideo. Here's the pitch. That's low for ball two. 2-1.
Let's figure out the player of the game here, although the game's not over yet, but I still like my play of the game back in the second inning.
Once again, the tying run is at the home plate right now. Inside and low for ball three. Geiser's at first base. Caden Mortensen at the plate. Three balls, one strike. Brody Dak from the stretch. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Good cut there by Caden.
Yep.
Let's go, Caden.
Yes, come on.
Full count. Dak checks his runner at first. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen.
Good job. A little bit outside, but you don't want the umpire to make a decision on your at-bat. So good job getting a piece of it, fouling it off, keeping it alive.
Montevideo leading 4-2. Here comes the full count pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. Two outs. Big strikeout there for Brody Dak.
Now batting your center fielder,
And here's T.J. Mitchell.
All right. Time for a little magic, TJ.
Can he do it? He had a home run this weekend for the A's, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Runner.
Two on the year for the A's.
The pitch is down low for a ball. Now, that was a thrill during the state baseball tournament. Who was that against? New York Mills. Yeah.
They were no doubters. Man, did he tater those.
1-0 pitch. Outside. Nice stop by Landon Olson.
Speaking of Landon, we got a Landon Weber on deck. Should TJ get on base?
Never over till it's over.
That's right.
The pitch. Strike called. 2-1. Is that Yogi Berra? What was it saying?
Yep. It ain't over till it's over.
It ain't over till it's over. 2-1 pitch to TJ. Foul back to the screen. Strike two. So Brody Dak, Montevideo's one pitch away here.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We're down by two. We need to have a two-run homer.
Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Off on that pitch. Okay. 2-2 count, two outs.
4-2 Montevideo, bottom of the seventh. Brody Dack trying to finish it off here for Montevideo. He steps off the rubber. TJ, to protect the plate here.
Sure, it's getting sticky out there. He's trying to clean his cleats off.
All right, here we go. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch, and it's down low for ball three.
All right.
Full count to TJ Mitchell. Rain falling, continuing here. Continuing to fall here.
It's a lovely night indoors.
It is. All right, here's Dak's pitch. Ball four gets away from the catcher, Olson. Geiser's going to round second. He'll hold that second. So, walk. Madison runners on first and second. Two outs, and here's Landon Weber.
Well, he can be a hero.
Like you always say, Bart, there's no clock in baseball.
That's right.
Play to the last out. Play to the last pitch.
That's right. And it's getting wetter out there. A little harder for the pitcher to throw. You can see that he's having trouble with clay on the bottom of his shoes. I'm sure it's getting a little slippery out there.
Here's Landon Weber with the runners on first and second. He swings at that one for strike one.
It was a mighty cut there by Landon.
Tying run is T.J. Mitchell at first base. The winning run's at home plate in Landon Weber.
Defense is back. They're not holding.
Check swing. I think he went around. Pitcher.
He did call it.
Yep.
Oh.
Strike two.
Not sure why the runners didn't advance on that, because then you would have the tying run at second base. It was a check swing. He did go around. It got by the catcher. Should have been enough time to get down to third. I realize you don't want to make the last out at third, but then you set up your tying run at second base.
All right. Brody Dack down to a pitch again. 0-2 count, two outs. Here we go. Landon Weber, runners on first and second. The pitch. High for ball one. One and two to Weber. Crowd making some noise below it.
They are. They've been making noise all night long.
Here's the pitch.
Ooh,
called
yep.
Strike three. Called out on strikes, and that'll end the game.
Right,
and Montevideo wins it 4-2 in a great game. Fun game to broadcast. Take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigs and Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians shop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds.
Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste to be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 325-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Dawson, we're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back to Madison Memorial Baseball Field, Neon Needles post-game show. Your final score, Montevideo Legion defeats Madison by a score of 4-2. And in a fun game, actually. A lot of things happened, good pitching, and, you know.
Yeah, it really was a good game. You know, going in there, Montevideo, we know they're going to have a quality team. They had their ace on the mound, Reitinger, and we touched him for three hits, two runs. You know, he walked, I think, seven batters. So I thought we'd have a, you know, falling off two strike pitches, working that count, getting on base. You know, we just didn't come up with big hits, and we did have runners on base.
All right. You want to run through the stats here, Bart?
Okay. Well, for Madison, two runs, three hits, three errors. They had three hits in the game by Caden Molden, Caden Mortensen, and T.J. Mitchell. The pitchers, Brock Bjornhild started, did not get a decision through five innings, gave up four hits, two runs, just one earned run, five walks, two strikeouts. Dylan Geiser, the losing pitcher, through the last two innings, gave up three hits and two runs. They were not earned, two walks and one strikeout. For Montevideo, they had four runs on seven hits and one error. Top hitters for Montevideo, Griffin Eppenma was 2-for-3. Ben Gunlingson was 2-for-2. Cooper Dack was just 1-for-3, but he had a hit taken away on an interference call, but he had two RBIs. So Reitinger was the starting pitcher, no decision. Through five innings, gave up three hits, two runs, both earned, seven walks, nine strikeouts, and Brody Dack in relief was the winning pitcher through two innings. Walked three, no hits, no runs, struck out four.
All right, so two high school state tournament teams going head-to-head here tonight.
And it was a good game, but Montevideo comes out on top 4-2. And we need to do an egg plus cooperative play of the game, Bart.
Oh, that's easy for me. It was in the second inning. That ball was just a bullet off of Brock Bjornhild. It deflected. Dylan Kiming had to stop in his tracks, go to his right, pick it up barehand, fire it across, and a bang-bang play to get the runner out. Very difficult play, and it was a lot of fun to watch. We got to see it firsthand. It's right in front of us.
Yep, it was impressive. And that's our egg plus player play of the game, and it's our... Yeah, Needles, Subway player of the game.
Yeah, that would be Cooper Dack. I had two RBIs. You know, there's only four runs scored for Montevideo, and he had two of them. He had a sacrifice fly in the third inning and had an RBI single in the fifth inning, and that actually tied the game up at two.
All right. So there's your final score, Montevideo 4, Madison 2. Up next for Madison. They get some time off here now, and they will play next Monday. They'll be at Sacred Heart McRae for their next game. Montevideo, actually, they played a doubleheader tonight. Yeah. Earlier today, they were over in Dawson, and they beat Dawson 6-1. Griffin Epema threw a no-hitter. And then Dawson played Prinsburg. Haven't got a final on that as of yet. So, Bart, thanks for helping out.
Yeah, it was really a fun game. Like I said, two state tournament teams that did not disappoint. And we got to reiterate the fact that it was raining probably from, the third inning on.
Yep.
It is not easy to play baseball in the rain. It's not easy to throw a baseball. The ball has got water shooting off it as it's rolling across the infield. And we saw some fantastic plays from both teams defensively and really some pretty good pitching in some adverse conditions.
All right, thanks for helping out tonight, Bart. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next broadcast will come next Monday. I'll be in Granite Falls with the Dawson Legion team. A 7 o'clock start there. That's next Monday. And don't forget, Mark, July 10th, a week from Wednesday, the Chamber of Commerce big night here in Madison. So who are they playing? Dawson Drakes and the Chamber's going to give a lot of prizes away. There'll be a lot of games for kids, and that's Wednesday, July 10th. So with that, we want to thank Phil for working the board tonight, and once again, thank our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school or Legion baseball here on Q92. Your final score, Montevideo 4 and Madison 2. Have a great and safe 4th of July, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.